This is VOA News via remote. I'm Lisa Pelka. The NATO Secretary General says the 30-nation military alliance aims to set aside the divisions of the Trump era and focus on the security challenges posed by Russia and China. Jens Stoltenberg says that NATO leaders will meet Monday at a pivotal moment for our alliance. His remarks in Brussels came before he chairs a first NATO summit involving U.S. President Joe Biden. NATO was roiled for 4 years under U.S. President Donald Trump. Many allies are hoping to secure Biden's assurances that the United States will stand by them in times of conflict. After a series of meetings in Brussels, including with EU leaders, President Biden heads to Geneva for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. Israel has a new prime minister. Naftali Bennett became prime minister and was sworn into office Sunday evening after a 60-59 vote. Parliament's approval of the new coalition government ended the historic 12-year rule of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Bennett was a former Netanyahu ally turned rival, and he's promising to heal a divided nation and preside over a fragile coalition comprised of 8 parties with deep differences. Netanyahu made clear he has no intention of exiting the political stage, calling the new coalition a dangerous government. Vaccine maker Novavax saying its shot is highly effective against COVID-19 and also protects against variants. The Maryland-based company on Monday announced results from a large late-stage study in the U.S. and Mexico and found its vaccine was about 90% effective. This is VOA News. President Biden is preparing to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday in Geneva. Ahead of that bilateral summit, the NATO Secretary General said Monday the 30-nation military alliance's relationship with Russia is at its lowest point since the end of the Cold War. Stoltenberg echoing comments made by Russian and U.S. presidents. By the Russian and U.S. presidents, President Biden's 4 most recent White House predecessors made an effort to build a measure of rapport with President Putin, but the American president has made clear that the virtue of fusing a personal connection might have its limits when it comes to the Russian leader. The president sought to make clear that he will take a far different tack with Putin than former President Trump and the 3 other past U.S. presidents. Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi is going on trial on charges human rights observers criticize as an attempt by the military junta that deposed her to delegitimize her democratic election and cripple her political future. The prosecution of Suu Kyi opening Monday poses the greatest challenge so far for the 75-year-old and her National League for Democracy party since the February military takeover. The army seized power on February 1st before the new lawmakers could be seated and arrested Suu Kyi along with other members of her government and ruling party. The trial's expected to last through July. 2 Americans charged with helping former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn flee Japan have agreed they took part in a scheme for him to escape the country. Ghosn was facing accusations of financial misconduct when he fled. The statements by Michael Taylor and his son Peter on the opening day of their trial in Tokyo suggest the pair don't plan to fight the charges. The prosecution's statement accused the Taylors of arranging for Ghosn to hide in a box for musical equipment that was loaded onto a jet that flew him to Lebanon. The Taylors agreed there were no mistakes in the statement. They were arrested in Massachusetts last year and extradited to Japan in March. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to confirm on Monday that the next planned relaxation of coronavirus restrictions in England will be delayed as a result of the spread of the Delta variant first identified in India. Johnson conceded while hosting the Group of Seven summit over the weekend that he'd grown more pessimistic about the government lifting remaining limits on social contact on June 21st. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.